So let's review. The Gemara continues explaining the previous Mishnah. Nafalafalim mikol ha-kriya chayif. If an ox fell forward into a pit because it was startled by the sound of a worker digging inside, the Baal HaBar, the owner of the pit, is liable to pay. La'achrav mikol ha-kriya pater. If the ox fell backward from the sound, the Baal HaBar is not liable to pay. There's a machlik is Rav Shmuel in the explanation of the Mishnah. Rav says, lafon of mamish, la'achrav mamish, v'zeh v'zeh b'bar. In both cases, the ox fell into the pit, and even so, only if he fell forward and inhaled hevel, foul air, the owner is chayif. But if he fell backward and did not inhale hevel, the owner is pater, because Rav holds bar shechayiv lev tayr la'havler v'loy l'chavate. The Baal HaBar is liable only for damage caused by the foul air of the bar, but is not liable for damage caused by its impact, because karka olam hizikasei, the ground does not belong to him. Shmuel disagrees and says, b'bar b'mel fanav b'mel achrav chayiv. If the ox fell into the pit, the owner is chayv regardless of whether it was forward or backward, because Shmuel holds, Barish l'chayv lev tayra, l'hava lev v'koshik in l'chabate. One is liable even for damage caused by the impact of the bar. Therefore, we must say that la'achra mikol ha'kriya de pater refers to gugayin de nitkal b'bar, v'nofal achari ha'bar chutz l'bar. The ox stumbled over the pit, but fell backward outside the pit, and the Baal HaBar is pater because the pit did not directly cause the hezek. The Gemara cites a brisa that seems to support Shmuel and contradict Rav. Bebar ben lafanav ben la'achrav chayiv. The Gemara offers three explanations that the brisa can also accord with Rav. Rav Chisda says, Moidi Rav bebar b'shusay dechayiv. The brisa refers to a bar b'shusay, a pit located in private property, and Rav agrees that he's chayiv even for chavata because the ground does belong to him. Rav says the brisa is a case of b'mishapech denafal a'ape v'ishapech b'nafal agabe. The ox first fell forward and then flipped over backward, in which he is chayiv because the havla dahani be hani be. The hevel that the ox inhaled when it first fell forward caused the hezek. Rav Yosef says, Hacha beniski bar b'shar askinan. The price is referring to the damages that the ox spoiled the water in the pit, and the Baal HaShar is chayiv to reimburse the Baal HaBar, regardless of the way his ox fell in, because this is not damages of bar, but of shar. The Gemara then cites a brisa to the contrary, which supports Rav and contradicts Shmuel. V'nafal atchiyipol derech nafila, mekan amru, nafal lafanu mikol ha'kriya chayiv, la'achar mikol ha'kriya pater, v'zeh v'zeh bibar. The Gemara now analyzes the halacha of v'nafal lafanu mikol ha'kriya chayiv and asks, v'amai, neimo kaira garm lei, why is the Baal HaBar liable? It was the digger who caused the ox to fall in. And as Rashi adds, v'kaira pater, dekram ba'almahu. The digger is not liable either because he indirectly caused the ox to fall in. Rav Simon Bar Ashi explains that the Mishnah is Reb Nosson, who holds Baal HaBar Hezek Kavod. The owner of a pit is liable for any hezek that occurs in this pit, regardless of whether the victim fell on his own or was shoved by others. And he holds, B'chol Heicha D'Olaka Efshel L'Shtalumi Mehai Mishtal Mehai. Whatever loss the nizik cannot recover from the worker, the Baal HaBar must pay. The Gemara now elaborates on Reb Nosson and cites two contradicting brises. One brisa states, Sher shadachav es chaver labar. If an ox shoved another ox into a pit, the Rabbanan say, Baal ha-sher chayv, Baal ha-bar pater. Only the owner of the ox is liable. But the owner of the pit is not liable at all, because as Rashi explains, the Baal ha-bar claims, Eloi turcha lo nafal. Had your ox not shoved the victim, the pit would not have caused damage. Therefore, the Baal ha-bar is chayv only if the ox falls in on its own. But the Baal HaBar is pater if the ox was shoved by others. Rav Nosson disagrees and says, Baal HaShar Mishal Mechza u Baal HaBar Mishal Mechza. They both pay for half the damage because they jointly caused the hezek. Therefore, even if the ox was shoved by others, the Baal HaBar is chayiv. While a second brisa states, Rav Nosson says, Baal HaBar Mishal Gimel Chalakum u Baal HaShar Reviya. The owner of the pit pays 3/4 of the damage, but the owner of the ox pays only 1/4 of the damage. The Gemara explains as follows. Ha-betam ha-bemud. The first brisa refers to an ox that was imud, while the second brisa refers to a tam, and the Gemara provides two explanations for Reb Nosson. Either Reb Nosson holds ha-ikule ha-zeka ovid, va-ikule ha-zeka ovid. We consider the ox and the pit as each one having caused the whole damage. Therefore, regarding muud, Baal ha-shur mishal mechtzu, or Baal ha-bar mishal mechtzu, simply because each mazik was obligated to pay for the whole damage. But now that they were two mazikim, they share the cost. However, regarding Tam, Baal HaBar Misham Gimel Chalakim or Baal HaShar Reviya, the Baal HaShar pays only 1/4, even though he caused the whole Hezek, Because he claims, Shutfasai Mayahanili. Had only my ox caused the hezek, I would only be liable for chatzai nezik as a tam, half the damage. But now that there were two mazikim, he must share my cost, and I pay only revi nezik one quarter, and the balabur pays the remaining three quarters. Or Reb Nosson holds, hai palgezeka avid, vahai palgezeka avid. We consider the ox and the pit as each one having caused only half the damage. Therefore, regarding muid balashur mishal mechza or balabur mishal mechza, simply because each mazik is only obligated to pay half. However, regarding tam, balabur mishal gimel chalakim or balashur revia, the balashur pays only one quarter because the tam always pays chazi nezik, half the damage he caused. And the balabur must pay three quarters, even though he caused only half the damage, because the victim's owner claims, ana turoi bebircha ashkachise. At ketalte. My axe was found in your pit, and whatever loss I cannot recover from the balashur, you must pay. Amar Rava, sharva adam shadachafe labar. If an ox and a person together shoved something into a pit, in which all three caused the damage, their liability varies as follows. If a person was shoved and injured, regarding nezik, all three are liable to pay for the damages, as Rashi explains, because Rava concurs with Reb Nosson that the balabur is liable even when the victim was shoved into his pit, and the bur is liable for a person's injuries. Regarding the other four claims of Chavala, Tzar, Ripa, Shevis, Baishis, and regarding the claim of Dmei Vladis, only the person is liable, but the Balashur and Balabur are exempt, because only a person is liable for these claims, as the Pasuk specifies, Ishba Misai, Vleshur Ba Misai. And regarding Dmei Vladis, the Pasuk states, Anashim, Vleshvarim. Leaning Kaifer Ushleshim Shalabit, Shar Chayev, Adam Abar Pturim. Regarding the claim of Kaifer, if Yisrael died, or 30 Shkolm, if Evet Kanani died, only the Baal HaShur is liable, but the person and the Balabur are exempt, as Rashi explains, because the person is initially Chayv Misa for the death of a person, and is therefore exempt from Tashlumin. And the Bar is never liable for a person's death. Linyan Kalim Vishur Psulia Magdashin, Adam Vishur Chayavin Ubar Pater. Regarding utensils that broke, and an ox that was hektish, that was disqualified but was already redeemed, only the person and Baal HaShur are liable, but the Balabur is Pater, because he does not pay for kalim, as the pasuk excludes chamor v'loy kalim. And regarding psuli hamakdashin, the pasuk states v'meis yelai, but misha meishalai yatzezesh in the meishalai. The bur is only chayav for an ox in which the owner may benefit from the carcass, which excludes psuli hamakdashin, in which the owner is forbidden to benefit from the carcass.